Well, finally seeing some rain out there on this Thursday morning, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sure could use it. The grass has been very dry and crispy of late, and we homeowners like nice, lush green lawns. It's just something about that pride of home ownership where we like everything to look nice outside and inside. Joining us right now from Joanne Wine & Associates, local realtor Jeff Wine. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I can almost hear my grass soaking up all that water out there.
It's true, isn't it? I drove by Port Huron Golf Club yesterday, and I think the answer is that they pump water out of the canal to water the grass, but It almost looked like Moran's on St. Patty's Day.
Right.
You know, where they come in and diet or or whatever they do, but it didn't look anything. My yard does not look anything like Spartan turf, or anyway.
Oh well, it'll get there. I want to talk this morning a little bit, not just about the financial rewards of or perils of real estate, if you will, but also just the feeling of having a lawn, having all those things. I've got a couple of my friends on Facebook. I mean, they're not just Facebook friends; they're real friends. But they're young people in their late 20s, early 30s that are single, but they are home. Homeowners as well. They were kind of comparing notes about home ownership the other day. I thought that's pretty cool. Good for them.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that, because that's one of my concerns, is that that we're getting away from homeowners. That younger people, that maybe I think they still want what their parents and grandparents had wanted as far as home ownership, but maybe in many cases, for a lot of different reasons, it's being delayed. Mm-hmm. And I'm concerned that if they delay too long, they don't have their best friend is time. But just on the, the emotional or psychological benefits, especially in such uncertain times, to have a place that you can call your own, that you can take some pride in, that you can enjoy with family and friends. I don't know how to quantify that into dollars and cents and rate of return and all the other financial metrics that might be out there, but it's, hugely important, and I think deeply ingrained in many of us, to have a place of our own. And that young 20-something, let's say that young 20 to mid-30 demographic, regardless of race, religion, creed, country of origin, wherever you're from, I think it's important for all of us.
Yeah. And you talked about, it being delayed for a lot of people. I think a lot of people are putting off things like getting married. I mean, the previous generations, the blueprint was pretty much, graduate high school, maybe go to college, start a career, get married, and become a homeowner, in your 20s. And that's not happening for a lot of people.
Correct. Especially those that have gone to college, it seems to be that the student loan debt for many is so burdensome that their student loan debt is more than their monthly student loan payment is often more than what a nice car payment would be, and or a house payment, approaching what a house payment or rent would be, which is really seems upside down. Those that aren't that burdened maybe are getting into the housing market sooner. It's interesting, and maybe my wife could explain this. Debbie's a social worker. Is the women, young women, and women in general seem to have a higher home ownership rate than men. I think I don't know if we're still, if we all think we're Davy Crockett or Daniel Boone, and we're going to continue moving west until we get to wherever. I don't
maybe
know.
That's it.
But some of the things, one, we all need shelter, right? And so when we're looking for a home, how is it going to meet our physical needs? Is it going to keep us warm? Is it going to keep us dry? The real basics. Can we afford to heat it, cool it, run the sump pump, run the air conditioning unit, the furnace? Mm-hmm. Air quality, I'm sure, is going to be coming up, or becoming more and more important, sure. with air filtration systems. We haven't heard much about it yet, but I've got to believe that that will be coming up fairly soon as the things trickle down from places of education and work that will also be important for homes, I'm sure. So, you know, our physical and as well as our emotional security. How does the house feel? And that's, you know, one of the most frustrating things back in March and April. I guess it probably took it till early May to really embrace it, is the virtual tours. They're showing how a home, showing a home virtually.
Mm-hmm.
Or have a video tour out there, which I think we talked about back in April or May.
Yeah, yeah.
It just is not the same.
No.
You don't get a sense of, let's say, humidity. Is there too much? Is there too little? Is there just the right amount? Smells. You know, when you walk in the front door, you know, are you blasted with a pet odor or something?
Right.
Another one I heard of recently is some mulch that had been mixed with cow manure.
Oh, dear. So
these poor people put down mulch, thinking they put down mulch in their front yard, you know, and end up with a summer full of stink. So, you know, things like pride of ownership. If you can get by that. The stink from the mulch you just put down and stand far enough away from your home to take back and take a look at how nice it looks. It does instill one with pride and a sense of accomplishment that kind of goes beyond, again, the rate of return and thinking about appreciation rates or did we make the right move, those types of things. And then also, you know, the sense of community that is built. I don't know... What do you feel about your neighborhood or your neighbors? Do you get along with them? Do they get along with you? Do you enjoy them?
Yeah, I mean, more or less. I feel like so many other people, we don't really know our neighbors as well as maybe we used to. But yeah, it's a nice neighborhood. A close-knit neighborhood, I'd say.
Yeah, and I mean, we feel one of the reasons we've never really wanted... We like our home. We like where, you know, geographically it's located. We feel very fortunate to live where we live, but the biggest thing that keeps us rooted there are our neighbors. I mean, we just really, really enjoy them. We talk across the fence a lot. There's security in knowing who's there. Just that sense of, I guess, broadly speaking, a sense of community. And, you know, again, a place to have friends and family over without worrying about disturbing. You know, if you live in a multifamily place, maybe you don't have the meeting space, you know, within your apartment or condominium, or it's more of a hassle to rent. So, or not to rent to gather, you know, with any kind of a big group. So, again, that sense of being able to do what you want, a little bit of freedom, certainly you have to be respectful of your neighbors. And you can't, you know, be making all sorts of noise, firecrackers, those who spent an inordinate amount of money on fireworks this year. I don't really appreciate it as much as you do. So, but those types of things, I mean, and then the sense of privacy, you know, that kind of ties into that as well. You get the best of both worlds.
Well, Jeff, what advice would you have for the would-be homeowner or maybe young homeowner that, you know, they're just renting right now because they've got so much student debt, they say, I could never afford to buy a house. What advice do you have for those people?
Yeah, I would say, if not now, when?
Yeah.
You know, number one, if not now, when? And I guess I've been proven wrong, but rates are in the past with... When rates were 4%, 5%, 6%, I said, gosh, I can't imagine rates going any lower. Well, now that they're around 3%, I think I can more safely say with some certainty that it's hard to imagine rates going any lower. Yeah, I mean, it just, are we going to pay people to live in a home? I doubt that day will ever come, at least in the United States. I don't, possibly someplace else, I don't know, but... No, I think if not now, when rates are so low, lending standards are not, I mean, they're still standards, and it may not be easy, but I think now is just an absolutely outstanding time to purchase a home. And though there isn't a lot of supply, and I don't want to do anything to unnecessarily gin up demand, but those that can, I think, are doing themselves a disservice not to be looking at home ownership. And I think as a community, as a state, as a nation, we need greater home ownership rates, and possibly greater diversity in those home ownership rates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people that may have been, for whatever reason, social, emotional, deed restrictions that are no longer applicable. You know, there's certain segments of our society that, for one reason or another, real or imagined, feel that they've been closed out of the housing market. And I think it's time for them to step forward and express that desire, understand the benefits, and contact a realtor that can help them either reverse that trend or that way of thinking, so they can benefit not from just the social and emotional and psychological, but also the financial benefits of home ownership.
Yeah.
You know, the forced savings that it engenders, the ability to get a home equity loan if you were to lose a job or a child needs to go off to college, or you need your car breaks down, whatever, you have that equity. It helps your insurance scores for your car insurance. I mean, on and on and on. The benefits are there. And I kind of want to, I sent you, Zarek, to read that poem I sent you. It's fairly simple.
I did see that, yeah.
I was doing an open house at a listing years ago, Bill and Debbie Cox. And Debbie Cox was a longtime elementary school teacher in the Port Huron Area School District. And she had this posted in their mudroom. To be deeply rooted in a place that has meaning is perhaps the best gift a child can have. If that place has beauty and a feeling of permanence, it may suggest to him unawares that sense of identity with this physical earth, which is the humblest and happiest of life's institutions. That's by a gentleman named Christopher Morley. Anyway, that sense of permanence and being rooted, I think, is good for all of us, especially in such uncertain times. Mm-hmm. When I get the sense that a lot of people are a little bit on edge, you know, with all this going on in the world. And having a place that we can call our own, that we can feel safe and secure and comfortable in with those that we care and love, is more important than ever.
All right. So get yourself a house. Step one is call a realtor, right?
Call a realtor. There are lots of us out there. And those of us at Joanne Wine Associates would be more than happy to get you on your housing path.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. So, Jeff, always appreciate our conversations. Thanks for being with us this morning. Stay dry out there.
Yeah, good luck with your lawn, Paul.
Yeah, thanks. I hear it. I hear it drinking right now.
All life's big concerns, you know, we do have to take care of our grass.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, Jeff, take care. Have a good one.
You do the same, Paul. Thank you very
much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.